4 VWA, mobile.
4 VWA, Chang'an 4 LZI, mobile. I ain't heard you on this repeater in a long time. How you doing, man? It's Steve over here. Well, that's because I hadn't been on there in a long time, I tell you. I've been on the road. Heard of you ain't speak of in a long time, was this? Well, yesterday when y'all was doing that repeater work over there in the Spartanburg area talking about those cans. I heard you on then and I hear you on here now and it's, like I said, it's been ages.
Yeah, but, you know, just doing what we can. How you doing, man?
I'm managing to do okay. I come in, like I say, been to the chiropractor this morning and heading back to the house up toward Table Rock.
You over on Highway 11.
Highway 288 between Marietta and Pumpkin Town right now. I'm right here practically under this repeater.
You know, man, I'm over here. I'm all the way past Inman. I'll be on Highway 292 going into Boiling Springs in just a minute. So I don't know how long I'll be able to hold you.
Hey, like I said, I just hadn't heard you in ages and ages. And I heard y'all yesterday, the day before, it's over the weekend when y'all was doing that. Just out of curiosity, which repeater was that y'all was working on the cans on?
When we moved it up to, Gene Creasy's place, right?
My FHJ. There used to be a 70-centimeter machine up there. Now there's a GMRS repeater. Y'all say y'all moved a 2-meter machine up there?
Sure did. And that GMRS machine that was up there, they pulled it out to work on it. Service it a little bit. And I believe the 440 repeater's still up there. Yeah, Gene, let us have a little space on that tower.
For informational purposes, if this is a new repeater, what? So I know what to program into my stuff is new. What's the at least output frequency?
For 14673 and we put a PL tone on it. We've been working on it so much, trying to get other things done. I cannot remember the PL tone we put on it. I believe it's 102.
The repeater used to be somewhere in the Simpson Bear area, because I think I've already got that 14673 in my gear.
The fellow that had it passed away, and his son took it over, and then it went down. It went down, and the son never did really pick it back up, and we got it transferred over to one of our guys. So we moved it up there, and we put some new equipment on the frequency.
I doubt that I probably got the PL tone probably right, but I know I've got that output frequency already in here from that, and it was down there.
Had that repeater out behind his house and in Simpsonville, and he passed on. He went to a nursing home, and then he passed on, and his son took it over. But he's a truck driver, and when it went down, it just never did come back up. And we got in touch with him and got it transferred to us.
Happened to hear y'all here over the weekend talking about it. I'm just wondering about it. I've already got it. I may not have the tone right, but I think being that it was down there once, I've already got that in some of the stuff.
There you go. But now I believe we put our own tone on it. We got that working. So anyhow, we really don't have that good of coverage on it. I can't hit it from over there, Highway 176 in Inman.
GMRS repeater is up there now. I don't hear it from where I live either. set that 77 machine up there. Every once in a while when the conditions got good, I could hear it, but it was very rare that I could.
It had to be just perfect. Listen, I forgot your first name. Can you give me your call letters one more time?
They forgot to give it. It's Andy, and it's J-I-4-L-Z-I.
L-Z-I, that's right. Man, I tell you what. I'm going to turn 70 on Friday, and my memory just ain't what it used to be.
Now, like I said, until when y'all heard y'all working, heard you here, then on the weekend working on that, those cans with that repeater, I ain't until then heard you, and I didn't know you were still here.
Andy, I'm just like a bad habit. I just kind of keep hanging around.
Get that repeater to do good. That's doing real good. That place there with Gene, F-H-J-E, is, it's a fair spot, but it's not like Caesar's Head or Sassafras Mountain, you know. It's better than nothing, but it's not going to compare to Sassafras or Caesar's Head.
No, that's the premium location around here. Not even White Oak compares to Caesar's Head. But I tell you what, man, I'd love to get something up there on top of that mountain up there where Channel 21 is. But they won't let nobody up there.
I really don't know. You could be right. Not the last one of the past 2 years, because Billy used it for a couple of years. But prior to that, there used to be a 147-135 back up toward Brevard somewhere. And I think the call, it was K4GHC, a 2-meter machine up there. Now, I wasn't never sure where it was at, but I had assumed that it was on their tire up there. I don't know that, though.
Yeah. Well, listen, did you know that old boy in Simpsonville when he set it up down there?
If I didn't know him all that well, I just knew the ones. I knew it was down there, but I didn't know him. But that side of Gene's up there, I'm kind of familiar with that because WR4XM has the GMRS repeater, and Jack Norris years ago had the 70-centimeter machine, and the Briars Club has had a few field days up there, and that's kind of how I'm familiar with up there at Gene's place, but as far as that and down there, I knew about it, but I didn't really know him.
Yep, he's a pretty good fella. He's a, matter of fact, I like him. He's a good fella. So, anyhow, well, listen, I've made it over here to Bowling Springs now, and this thing is hanging in there. Boy, you know, I remember a time when this thing would man, you could go about anywhere with this thing, but it's not like that anymore.
Right up here, practically under this repeater, it would practically have to be off the earth before I would ever notice it.
Used to, I could drive all the way down to Newberry before I'd lose it. Nowadays, I lose it, well, let's put it this way. When you get down there to the split at 26 and 385 at Lawrence and Clinton, it's gone.
K-I-4-L-Z-I Mobile. No, I live up here, like I told you, with you looking right down at me, and I hardly ever notice the difference unless it's totally off there. Then I'll know it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm about to hit Highway 9 over here, and this thing's starting to get real rough. You're just barely in there for me. Am I? Are you copying me okay?
Not now, but I'll go ahead and pull up, because I'm just about at the house now. I just was wondering about that, and I know I ain't heard you while until over the weekend, and you come in here a while ago, too, and we're just curious about it, because it has been ages. KI4LZI Mobile, back to destination.
Hear from you, buddy. I, whenever I come over here, I don't hear that many people on here. So if I drop in there sometime, hit me, man. I enjoy hearing from you. Doggone. So you have a good one, and I will talk to you. I hope I get to talk to you again soon. So I'll be back next week. So I'll try to hit you next week. KN4VWA 73. I'm clear.
Is he on mobile?